From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS. Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Kachava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at kachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Kachava, KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Welcome back to the Movieverse, your best source for movie and TV show content. We are Ben and Ken. I am your co-host, Ben. Benji Babe, Benji Boo Thing.
BMT.
BMT. This is your other co-host, Kendrick, a.k.a.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. Not to be copyrighted by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
We are here back with another episode to discuss with you today about the Stranger Things finale. We're going to be doing a full review on that.
Yes.
We will also be doing clips with movie reviews on things like Song Sung Blue.
Anaconda,
which also came out.
All those last minute movies of 2025.
And some quick reviews on Stranger Things, the finale. If you wanted something quicker, you could always like this video, subscribe, and go check that out on TikTok.
Yes, please.
But yeah, this full movie review, probably the reason you clicked on it, is going to be for the Stranger Things finale.
Because it was basically a movie.
It was basically a movie. We'll talk about the whole season as a whole as well, yeah, a little bit, I'm sure.
Sure.
But we will discuss what we liked, what we're mixed on, what we didn't like. We'll give you a rating, a rough rating out of 5 on the finale. And we'll talk to you about whether we feel, like we always ask, whether we feel like it belongs in our movie multiverse, if we want to keep it around, even though it's a TV show. We'll still just give you, we ask that question every week with every movie that we review. We'll still ask that and discuss that as well.
Yes, we will.
And then separate from that, make sure, as always, what do they need to do, Kendrick?
You guys need to like, subscribe, check us out on all social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, X.
All of them.
And all the audio platforms as well, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
There you go. We are on all platforms. Please, please, please make sure to support us wherever you can, whenever you can.
Yes, please.
We really appreciate it. We really like doing this. It's something we love to do. We're grateful to be able to do it. We're grateful for how much we've grown.
Yeah,
and
we are.
Especially over the 4 years of doing this, starting from nothing, getting to where we're at.
Yeah.
And that's all because of the passion that you guys give us that movies and TV give us. So It's loads of fun. Well, before we get into it, let's crack open a cold one.
Dang, yeah, you did that with one hand.
That was nice.
Impressive.
Cheers.
Is that Alani hitting the spot?
It is hitting the spot.
Looks like it hit the spot a little too well. Woo! Your face right now.
Oh, I feel ready to go.
Good.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into it. Before we do, please make sure to comment your thoughts as well as you're watching this episode or even just right now on the Stranger Things finale.
I think there's a lot of people that feel a lot of things, so please comment. I think all our Stranger Things clips, everyone's had something to say about something, you know, like literally.
Very true.
I think some of our most comments have been on anything related to Stranger Things. So.
That's fact. Yeah, no, something that I think shocked me was how much commentary there is revolving
around
this
season.
There's
so much.
And the finale.
So much.
So, and we may have some hot takes for you, as we had last week, or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd love to hear your thoughts. All opinions are welcome in the Movieverse. We always welcome every opinion.
Yes, we do.
We're never going to trash your opinion unless it's stupid.
So be mean.
Which is always justified if it is stupid, like if it's something that's like hurtful or mean or dumb, then we might be mean. But no, I'm just kidding. We just may call you out.
We just don't like it.
Yes, exactly. But all are welcome. please let us know your thoughts and explain to us why. Don't just give these weird one-word answers. Give us something. Give us a reason why you feel the way you do about the show, about the season. And if you want to comment anything random, go ahead. Just nothing mean, hurtful.
Yeah.
Hateful, none
Let's
of that.
Keep it respectful.
Let's keep it respectful. All right. Let's go ahead and dive into Stranger Things Season 5, Episode 8, the two-hour finale, the epic to the end epic. Of the show. First things first, I will just say we have been much higher on this season than everybody else has.
Yeah.
So you're going to hear, true. To some of you, maybe hot takes. I guess technically they are hot takes. Cause I think the majority, yeah. Kendrick, actually aren't really on board with the show. At least the majority of voices out there, yeah. aren't on board with the show.
Everyone's got some problems.
Yes, exactly.
Sure. And I mean, we do too a little bit, but...
A little bit, but nothing big. Like, yeah, like the people,
it's more about how everyone feels about those problems. Crazy. I think everyone can agree on a lot of the problems. It's just how much you care about them. Is kind
yeah,
of,
whether you're at like a 3 or at a 10.
Really pisses you off or if yes. it's okay.
Like if we were to give a meter from green to red.
Yeah, the passions hatred, differ.
Like there's people that are really up there on the red. Yes. So, and a lot of people.
Yeah.
Even a lot of our friends, I don't know if you've been checking out Kendrick, like people like the Real Talk podcast.
Yeah.
Tons of our other Escape movie Pod. Reviewer friends, Escape yeah. Pod. Well, Escape Pod loved it, I think.
I saw a lot of hate, but that's just what I saw.
That's well, I know for a fact that Wayfellow loved it. He gave it like a 9 oh, out of 10.
Okay. Yeah.
And then guy, I thought Hat Guy gave it like a 7.5.
I saw clips of him trashing on Will and things in the finale.
I know so. He trashed on that. Yes, I know he trashed on that. I think as a whole...
Maybe as a whole he liked it.
That's I think he was okay with it. Or no, yeah, you might be right. I know for sure Wayfellow liked it, and I think I agree with Wayfellow on basically everything you said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's been a very, very big discussion. Well, I was just going to say, I think just to reiterate some of our thoughts last time, we both throughout the whole show and Volume 2, I mean, like there were things that may could have been done better, but I felt that way with the whole show. This has never been a show to me that's been like top tier in writing, storytelling. I don't feel like, I feel like people are suddenly starting to harp on things that people have never harped on. Like a lot of the things people are hating on, I feel like have never been top tier in any of the other seasons. To me, all the it's other true. Seasons, their hype was revolved around the world building,
yeah.
the coolness of the universe, the fun the of 80s, the characters, the 80s. Like I've never heard hype on, wow, this is one of the best written shows I've ever seen. So I guess that's what throws me I off guess, is I feel like a lot yeah. of the hate has been on things that I'm like, yeah, I mean, I've never felt top tier about a lot of that stuff yeah. throughout any season of the show. I mean, I think last season was season before this one was an outlier, but other than yeah. that, I've never felt
it's true.
Felt that way about any of the
yeah, 1-3
seasons.
Were, yeah, pretty simple in a lot of ways, but
yeah.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
Did good enough to keep you like having fun and feeling the 80s and all that.
Exactly. And I feel like this one does a lot of that too. So
yeah. Do we want to do like, didn't like all that?
Yes. I just wanted to start. That was kind of my intro, but yeah.
So caveat it with.
Liked. Yeah. Do you want me to go first? I liked a lot about
you
it.
Go first.
The finale specifically, right?
The finale.
Yeah. I actually, it's very fresh. Watched it today. Watched it a little late. Perfect. Finally got through it. I think that the finale did basically everything I wanted it to.
Yeah.
I've never felt like there's been very few moments in the show where I felt like we got this crazy action sequence. Most action sequences throughout the entirety of the show have been pretty quick.
Yeah.
So I've never expected anything past that. And I think most of the problems people have been expectations.
That's very true.
I think people correct. Needed, they had, people had weird expectations with the show that yeah. have been an outlier to the rest of the show.
Yeah.
So everything that I've wanted, I got. Everything that I got wasn't top tier, but I've never felt that way with the whole show in general. So yeah. there was nothing I was disappointed in with the show or with the finale. I really liked our world building, and I've always liked our world building. I think everything looks mm-hmm. cool in the finale. I love yeah. how everything looks. I feel like the upper world, or whatever you want to call it, the right setup.
The Abyss.
I feel like that world doesn't look quite as clean as other worlds he's built, but it still looks really cool. I think like VFX wise, it looks a little more green screen than some of the other stuff has looked.
That's true.
My only thing with that. Very minor though. Like, it still looked cool. I felt like the characters were popping out a little bit more than they do in the upside down.
Yeah.
Now I feel like the upside down's easier to blend it in because it's darker colors. There's a bit of a brighter tone to the Abyss.
Yeah.
I think Vecna is always really cool. I'm excited to see where the spinoff goes with the Rock and stuff.
Same.
I love the kids. I think I saw somebody say, like, Derek, they're sad that he wasn't in the rest of the show because he's the highlight of season 5.
Yeah, he was.
He brings all the humor.
Yeah,
for
he's
sure.
Hilarious.
He's so funny. I feel like a character like that could be so hated on, but he's so funny.
Yeah.
I think Holly's, the actress that plays Holly, does a great job.
She does.
But she gets a lot of different moments in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she does a really good job carrying emotion and stuff. Mm-hmm. I love all our characters, and I thought they handled everything around Eleven and her sacrifice perfectly. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was emotional, felt like it was extremely nostalgic. The whole episode felt very nostalgic. They did a good job at throwing in past clips and different things
that's cool.
in multiple moments that hit me. So I loved the nostalgia. I feel like they did it well and not too much. I feel like it was placed in perfect moments.
Yeah, yeah.
And I loved everything revolving around Eleven's sacrifice and the storytelling there and her arc. It actually caught me a little off guard. I was wondering what they were going to do. Her spoilers, right? If you've been
true.
Warned, but,
this is a spoiler film.
Yeah. her jump. So I was confused. I was like, wait, I've heard that she's dying, so I'm like so confused because walking into it, I'd heard things.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I've been expecting it the whole show.
Yeah.
But I was like, because they've been hinting at it.
Yeah.
But I was really confused when they're heading back after beating Vecna. I was like, huh? And then all of a sudden, I was like, well, we still got to deal with the government lady.
I was thinking
the way
too.
They ran. So I knew that something was going to happen, but I was just trying to figure out what. And then the way that they did all of it with her just like not being there, with everybody getting captured, and then them all looking over and everybody getting emotional and screaming and stuff, I thought all of that was perfect. Like that whole sequence is just amazing. It hurts so good. So like all that stuff, I feel like all the stuff I needed from the episode, like I feel like it works really well.
Yeah.
I'll talk about some stuff that I didn't care as much for or maybe weren't as perfect, but like I feel like the stuff I really needed to work, like I needed Eleven and her sacrifice to work, and that I think was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Mike and hers time spent in this episode. I feel like they did a good job at giving us not too much of them, but enough to build up emotion for that part.
Mm-hmm.
And then, the ending, dude, like, I was very happy with how it ended.
Yeah.
I thought that was a perfect way to not revert back and make her all of a sudden alive, but to do it in a way that was emotional still. Like, them sitting playing Dungeons of Dragons and then him telling that whole story of her.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that makes so much sense. And I'm sitting there and I'm like ready to stand up and be like, let's go. She's alive. And then he's like, they're like, well, is this true? How do we know this is true? And he's like, yeah, I don't know. And I think it's cool because I was expecting, I feel like a lot of storytellers would have him go meet up with her at the end of the show or something, like show him seeing her again or something.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of storytelling would do
like
that.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Yes. I love the fact that it is just left open-ended and that Mike does have to live off his life just kind of wondering. I think all that's done so well, and then like it's cool to see all the younger kids come down and start playing.
Yeah,
I feel like just nostalgia wise, it killed it. It killed it. Not in an overdone way, not overcooked, but just like the perfect amount of nostalgia throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
And then I think the fight with the Mind Flayer and with Vecna, there's no Demogorgons, which the Duffer Brothers explain whether people like what they say or not. But they're the storytellers.
Yeah.
They do have an explanation for it. It wasn't just like not there, but as far as the Mind Flayer and Vecna go, like I thought the fight was still one of the better action sequences in the show. Action sequences in the show aren't longer top tier most of the time. And I still thought it was really cool. It's nothing top tier, but I still thought it was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very fun. I thought everything they did with Wheeler Girl, remember her name, Nancy, was super cool. I feel like she gets a cool arc with her action and character and stuff. I don't know. Nothing quite top tier, but I loved basically all the episode and the feelings that I felt and the vibes I got from it. It like worked well for a finale for me. So
sick. Yeah, what I liked about it, I do think I echo that it did what I needed it to do as well. I think it was important to, in any finale, it's important to like, I think, well, it depends on the show, I guess, but most finales, you want it to pay homage to certain things you've seen throughout the whole show. You like full circle moments, you like all of that, and any sort of conclusion to like, whether it's a trilogy, whether it's a show. And I think they did good with that. They did good emotions in there. I think Eleven Sacrifice was really well done. I was really sad about it.
It hurt,
the Purple Rain choice was perfect.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that.
I liked her talking to Mike. Yeah, just it broke my heart. It sucked to see everyone feel the way they felt. And
the acting was so good.
And I was like, I don't want her to die, but she did. Yeah, the acting was really, really good.
Can you believe people are saying they hated the acting in those moments?
Really?
People are saying they hated the acting from all the kids in those moments. And I'm
like,
wow.
No, I felt it. Yeah, I felt it too. It was funny having the Steve tease of him dying, because I feel like everyone just predicted that the whole time. Like, Steve's dying in this, and he did.
I feel like that was almost the
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
Everyone's making fun of everybody.
That's what it felt like to me, too.
That's what it felt like.
Yeah. But no, visuals were still really great in this. I mean, yeah, I think the freaking mind flare thing was insane.
Oh,
like,
it's so sick.
When that popped up on screen, I was like, wow, this would have been cool to see in theaters.
The scale was cool.
Yeah, like, the scale, it was ginormous.
Nancy out there and the mind flare out there was sick.
Huge and crazy. Yeah, I think that they hit all the emotional beats right. Yeah, like I think everything wrapped up good with the kids, and like especially in our little epilogue of after Eleven's sacrifice, like kind of seeing the town go back to normal and like the military
was
just
cool.
Dipped and they're just like, oh, there's bad earthquakes, and you're like, you don't even know what these dudes went through.
Yeah, nobody does.
I freaking hate
the
military
really cool.
in this so much, but
oh yeah, facts.
Let's see, and then I think Hopper's talk with Mike was great.
Oh, that was so good. Yeah,
it was a great talk. I love seeing. I think they ended up Hopper and Joyce's thing really great.
Oh,
like
really
him
great
proposing and all that. Yep. The way he did it is all perfect. And then I always predicted the show would end with Dungeons and Dragons. I predicted that years now.
Oh yeah. You have,
and I was like, they're gonna end with Dungeons and Dragons, and they did, and that was perfect.
It was perfect,
and
dude.
It was perfect to throw it in a way of like Mike kind of telling everyone's stories of probably where they'll end up and stuff. And I loved what they showed for everyone.
Yes.
Like Luke and Max having their thing, and
Will,
Dustin visiting Steve visiting Dustin at college. And then, Will being at the bar, like all that was sick. Mike being an author, all cool. And then I liked how they also presented an open-ended thing with Eleven, where we don't know for sure, but it's like a
but
cool thought.
But it does
thought.
Make sense
and
in a way.
It's kind of like something cool I think you would do in actual real life, is like maybe have
make
that
up
thought.
A story.
Yeah, maybe you'd make up a story if you were.
And it's one
I
that
think
like
I would.
Made sense, you know. Like when they
it
when you said
sense.
All of it, I was like,
I almost believed it. I'm like, well, I guess we don't know for sure. And I'm glad they clarified that. But it was cool seeing them all put away their Dungeons books, and head upstairs, and we see the kids
it
come
hit,
down, and
it
it's
hurt.
Like, oh yeah, that's the next. Like these guys aren't kids anymore, which kind of hits with the way you feel
it
about
hits.
The actors too, because we've literally seen them since they were.
And
kids.
And doesn't it hit with the way you feel? Like I actually get depressed with these type of shows. I actually
I
have a
too.
Really hard time with endings because they make
me
feel really weird.
Series finales wreck me.
And especially ones like this, like I felt like I was them in a way.
Yeah, I know.
Like I feel like I was putting my book on the shelf because this is when we were kids. Like this started when we were teenagers, bro.
It's crazy, and it's funny even seeing all the scenes they'll pull from old seasons, and I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like even Eleven scene with Hopper 2, pulling in those scenes, I was like, this is crazy, dude. Like they were such babies, and now they're not at all anymore. So that was sick. I do think that is exactly what was needed, was to be able to pay off those sort of moments. I think I'm glad they threw in an 11 sacrifice in there for her character. It was really good.
Yeah.
And
she's really the only one that needed it. Like, I like that they didn't just sacrifice a ton of people.
It's true.
Either.
Yeah. And that seems to be a debated topic. But, overall, just I think pretty satisfying. Good action. Visuals were great, of course. I think that everything capped off pretty well. We'll get into some stuff later, but for the most part, like, I was pretty satisfied with it. I feel like it's a pretty satisfactory finale. It's nothing that I think will go down in history as one of the greatest series finales of all time, but I do think it was really well done and good for this show. I don't know if there's much more I'd really ask for.
I think it allows the show to go down as one of the greats. That's
it. Does
I don't think that the show finale itself is like the most crazy finale ever, but I think that the finale did everything it needed to let the show die off well. I don't think it does anything bad.
I think it seems very purposeful, and I think you could feel it in everyone, you know, and I can tell that cast really cares about each other, and as most casts do, but like still, like, I could tell they really felt that, and like they grew up in this show. So I'm sure we can really relate to how they felt, because we kind of go through those similar things in life. So I don't know. Facts. Really, I think really well done for the most part.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Mixed.
There's a lot of people are mixed on.
I think there's a lot of things.
There's a lot of people are mixed on.
I was going to say, I think in the mixed and didn't like category, there's not going to be much like specifically for us, but there's going to be, there's lots of things people are mixed on, which we could talk about.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have just been saying one of the biggest things, they feel like the acting took a huge dip from our main cast. I don't see that at all.
Yeah, they've been saying that the whole season.
I saw it a little bit with Will in season 4. I know a lot of people said Will wasn't that great in season 4. Mm-hmm. I thought he stepped it up this season. Everybody said in season 4 he didn't have any emotion.
They just didn't give him anything.
And then, but that was their complaint. Then in this season he has emotion, and they're like,
they say it's bad and cringy and stuff.
I don't get it. And I feel like, and everybody complains about when he does his powers that he looks funny. I'm like, I feel like he looks just fine.
Too.
They do the same thing.
They always do. Yeah, everyone does. I think like he had to just have more emotion. I think people found that cringy because he's never had to be that way, and he finally is. And I think it works good for him. I think it's fine.
I thought he did good. And then I'm trying to remember the other. A lot of people are calling out that. People are calling out the acting in the final scene with 11. I thought that was dumb because I actually felt that.
Yeah, and I did too.
Every slow shot did of everyone screaming and stuff, it hurt.
I don't know. I had no problems with that. I know people are, let's see.
So I think we're in agreement on the acting part.
I think I've seen a lot of people and I can kind
dialogue?
Of agree.
Is that next?
I think dialogue in the season I have a problem with, but not the finale really. The finale, I didn't really feel that. But
what was the thing you're about to bring up?
The thing I was about to bring up is, I think everyone brought up like how they all survived that mind flare, and how that mind flare, like, I think I saw someone specifically point out, I think with Nancy or something, like how they all managed to be okay fighting that mind flare. And like, that's like a mixed thing for me, I think, like, where on the one hand, I love them fighting it and I like seeing them use the flamethrowers and all that. But also I was like, these dudes probably would get so wrecked by this thing.
Yeah,
there's a little bit of plot armor there, but you know, every show has it. So,
well, and that's the thing, I just feel like it's consistent though. It would be inconsistent to me if they did it the opposite, because the whole show has been that way. There has never been a moment in this show where these kids haven't had plot armor. The entire show, these kids have had plot armor. And that's been the fun of the show, is the show has always centered around the fantasy aspect and the, like, the kid fun being in a fantasy world and all this stuff. And I feel like it fits that more to have them now conquering and throwing these flames out at the mind flare, shooting it from different directions, throwing the flamethrowers.
Really,
like, it's super fun and cool. Like, to me, was it like, did it make the most sense? No, but like, was it super dope to watch? Yeah. I thought it was super sick. I thought it was really cool to watch, and it was a cool sequence.
Yeah.
Like if my expectation was from the show that, like, every time they go into the upside down, somebody dies. Sure. Then that's what I would expect.
Yeah.
But these kids have never been hurt, and they've gone through how many different situations in the upside down.
Yeah.
So it would be inconsistent to me if all of a sudden, like, five of them get killed off. Even like one of them I would have been fine with, but I also just, the way that they did it was fine to me.
So that's why I think it's mixed. But I do know people,
like,
have problems with that.
I think Nancy getting killed could have been my only mixed thing. That might have been my only thing. I think her giving a sacrifice there, I think, is the only thing I felt a little mixed on. Like, if she had, if the Mind Flayer had killed her in some way, I think I would have felt a teen bit better.
That's crazy.
But that's about the only thing. Like, I don't see any of the other kids, with the way that they wrote it, I don't see any of their kids dying, like, that making really sense to me.
Yeah.
But I think Nancy, she's the only one, with how they wrote that scene. that it would have made sense to kill off. And I think that honestly would have been good.
No, for sure.
Because I agree. You know, my big thing, I always like characters dying when it's done right. So I think that's the only part I felt a little mixed on.
Well, it seems like that's another problem in itself that people have that I didn't have. But everyone, I think, I've seen like freaking wanted more people to die. I've seen that a lot. Yeah. And
that's what I'm saying, though. That's never been what the show has done.
It's possible to do that and make it work, but also I felt okay. You know, I don't know. It's like 11 sacrifice, I think, was the only thing really needed.
Yeah.
You could have thrown in more and it could have hit and been emotional and cool, I think, but also wasn't super necessary, which I think is why they didn't do it.
Yeah. Well, I think they brought us back to the focal point. What was the focal point of this whole show from the beginning? 11. And her relationship with our kids. That's the focal point of this whole show. That's where it started. And I think people complain all the time about shows expanding way too much. People complain about that all the time with stuff like this.
And this show did expand a lot.
To end it, instead of taking tons of focus on the off of the focal point, which they could have easily done.
They could have,
by killing a ton of other people, they allow the ending to be solely focused on 11. I think that's great.
I do too.
Because think about it. If you kill even one other person, how much more time do you have to spend mourning that death?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
At the end of that movie?
Yeah.
Whereas the end of this movie feels like it all gets to be centered around 11 and the kids. And isn't that, I don't know, to me, that's exactly what I would want.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, like, I think you could do more and you could make it work, but also isn't super necessary. So, it's like one of those things. But I do know one of my mixed things, and I think I've seen some people say it, was just, I think the fight with Vecna, I wanted some more. I think I wanted to see more of a fight there between 11 and him. It was pretty fast. And I was just like so hyped for that fight because I knew it was going to come, and it seemed like it was over pretty quick. And that was something that I had a problem with.
I felt it. I just can't come up with anything that I would say they should do because like their powers have always... It seems like all they have through the entire show is like the Force.
Yeah, basically.
So part of my issue is that's the only part of the finale that I was like wanting a little bit more out of.
Yeah.
I also can't come up with anything that I would say like makes sense that wouldn't be cringy. Cause like they don't like, what do they do? Well, that's the thing in a fight. That was the first moment I have felt that way the whole show. I'm like, I can't wait for these two to fight.
Yeah.
In the moment of the fight, I was sitting there on the couch wondering what do I want to see from them though? Like, I don't even know what I would have them do.
Whether you're walking barefoot in the snow, escaping for a walk on your lunch break, or trekking halfway across the world for a lush view, it feels good when we unplug and connect to our simpler side. If only our everyday nutrition were that simple. It's time to simplify your wellness routine with Ka-Chava. Getting the nutrition we need from that graveyard of supplements in our cupboards is often overcomplicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka-Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your backstock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, keep it simple with just 2 scoops that have the highest quality ingredients. Simplify your nutrition at kachava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st. That's Ka-Chava, KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
The fight.
Yeah.
What would I have them do? Like, I don't even know because they don't. The only thing I know about both of their powers is that they can throw each other around. Do I want to watch them throw each other around for 10 minutes?
It's true.
Like, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying I wanted something more. I just don't know what else I would have asked for.
That's not
because they've never given us anything.
I know. They've additional. Always kind of just done that. It's like telepathy stuff.
So I'm like, what's the fight going to be? I just don't know. Like, that's been my problem. So the only thing I come up with is maybe you got to have another character in there that they're like she's trying to save and he's trying to kill or something. Maybe that would help. I don't know.
I know when he showed up and took out that whole military is dope as frick. And I think you could unleash way more Vecna powers. But once again, you know, like we have to keep it like it's a regular show and movie where you don't kill off the character that easy in a fight like that. So but I like, think they couldn't go that ham. But
the stuff he does to the military, though, you have the military fighting back at him with guns and stuff. So do you want 11 with guns and stuff or in flamethrowers?
No, not quite.
So then what does 11? Because you can, all that he did to the military was use the Force with the flamethrower and then branch his tree out and kill people with his tree.
Yeah.
How do you do that scene with 11? All the cool scenes with Vecna with action have been revolving around humans. So he's been able to do a lot of cool stuff. Yeah. I don't know what you like. I want that too, but in my mind, I'm trying to find a way to say like, I don't know what he does with 11. Like, does 11 need? Because in order to get that type of scene, we need to have somebody who isn't him, so that he can do that stuff.
Yeah.
But 11 has the same exact power as him, so it's hard to be like she would need to come in with like a flamethrower or something or a machine gun, so that he could do that same stuff. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know. To me, it's hard because, yeah, of course, it's fun to watch him wreck on like 20 military people because mm-hmm. they can't match his power at all, and everything they do,
yeah.
he can mess with.
Mm-hmm.
But 11 is like the same person as him. So it's like, it's kind of like positive and positive hitting each other. They just bounce off each other. That's how I felt with that fight. Like, yeah. I don't know what I wanted to see out of it because I'm like,
yeah.
all they can do is the same thing to each other. They don't have swords. They don't have guns. He can shoot his tree branches out at her,
yeah.
but like, and he did, but like, she can just force him away or dive the other direction. So I just don't know what I want out of that. That's the thing.
That's the hard part. Yeah, I don't really know. I'd have to sit down and think of that. But I just felt like that. I just thought it was short. That's
I agree.
It. Maybe they just needed to cut more and come back to it more and make it prolonged. I don't know. But
that's the thing.
Like
I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't like, that's my hard thing is always like, I'll complain about something, but I also feel like I have to have a way to say like.
Yeah. That's a good point.
What would I do? I just don't know what they'd do differently in that fight. And I've been wanting that fight the whole show too, and it felt underwhelming to me as well.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, okay, were my expectations just wrong? Because what are they going to do in that fight?
Yeah.
Besides throw each other around.
Yeah. People should comment that. If you have any thoughts, let us know.
Yeah. We'd love to.
But yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else more in the mixed category.
Because that was my mixed thing.
Just on the finale fight, itself. Yeah.
Yeah.
What else have
just
I heard
that fight.
Say?
I mean, I felt like. And then, yeah, dialogue, people were still complaining with the okay. they don't like the dialogue scenes, which I think they're all done well. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems like every other mix and dislike thing just mostly was volume two. Not much on the finale besides what we talked about, I think.
I don't know, but everybody was reiterating what they said about volume two on the finale.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
That's why I'm like confused. I feel like the finale was less of all of that, but.
Yeah. No, for real. No, I thought it was pretty satisfying. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like anything. There's nothing I'd say I didn't like just mixed on the fight between
yeah,
11 and Vecna.
Just some things I was mixed on, really, as far as underwhelmingness goes and things like that. But nothing that I passionately didn't like.
Or felt was done wrong.
Yeah. So I think people just... with volume... I mean,
I think
this whole
there
season.
Were a lot of expectations with this season. That's
there
the
was.
Thing.
And I think... It didn't help that season four was like so freaking epic in its own way. Because I think that was... somehow like in our minds, like we saw that and we were like, dude, that's pretty crazy. Like how they were able to do this. You know, I remember us thinking that because it was like pretty for the time that was like pretty crazy.
So
it was
just
a few years ago. So
I guess what I would say,
everyone expected bigger, I think.
Yeah. But then,
but it still was pretty
then
big.
Again, you've got like a whole,
and it
might've
been
abyss.
The amount of time we waited. And I think the fact we're getting everyone was so concerned about the runtime. Like, oh, are we getting like 2 hour episodes? Yeah. That's so sick. I just remember, I think everyone thought it would just be the most like beyond epic thing ever. And I still think it was really epic, I think people just decided to nitpick on everything that wasn't epic.
Cause I think people had expectations of things that haven't happened the entire show.
Yeah.
And they just were disappointed by things they wanted that I don't know why they were expecting because it's been the same way the whole show.
I do think the season focused, obviously, I think some more on characters, which it should for a final season. It seems like people didn't like a lot of those being focused on the characters.
None of the dialogue even felt poorly written to me. That's the thing for the most. Like,
there's some for me in the season,
but very little. I mean,
not in the
like,
finale, really.
I mean, in the dialogue moments, like there may have been lines that I felt like were a little off.
Yeah.
But there was never full dialogue scenes that I felt like were overall poorly written.
Yeah, yeah.
If I looked at every dialogue-driven scene, 90% of the dialogue in that scene was really good.
No, it was.
There were just... but that's the thing. Throughout the whole show, I've always felt like, yeah, there's some weird, cringy lines here and there.
There always has been.
Yeah.
I think my only ever thing with dialogue wasn't even that. Like, it was only... I just started to get a little sick of the spill of... And I saw a lot of TikToks making fun of this. But of just, like, when they get into a plan. I think that's happened so many dang times. And I started to be like, hey, here we go. It's going to go the same way. And the TikToks make fun of it so perfectly.
Oh, they do.
Where it's like, hey, guys, so do you remember this? What does that mean? And it's like, well, it means this. Like, that sort of dialogue.
But to me, that's so fun.
I got tired of it.
Yeah.
After so many times. I liked it in the volume one, but after that, I started to be like, okay, I guess I'm a little done with these
plans. But again, it's consistent.
It's
consistent. I mean,
it's
you want the characters to just
And I think they've done it the whole show. And so many shows and movies
because, like, do you want them to act different than how they are?
I think finishing each other's sentences is one of my personal pet peeves in movies and shows since the beginning of time for me.
I agree with that. Too much of that.
Yeah, too much of that bothers me.
It's fine every once in a while, but you're right. They do finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, they always are finishing each other's sentences. But that's like such a nitpick, so that's why I'm not passionate about it. But I think people would take that and like take it to times 10.
That's true. But any issue like that? I do see that.
Yeah, any issue like that? I think people this season just like hyper fixated and like were pissed about it. Volume 2, everyone was too harsh on it.
Way too harsh.
Yeah, I don't know.
From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Kachava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS.
I think everyone took the nitpicks and like all the things the show, like you said, has already done before and things like that and just decided to really become a critic on it this season and like join the hate train and just be negative on this season for some reason. And I don't quite know why, but I think everyone's expectations were too high, I guess. And everyone just wanted to join in that hate conversation for some reason. But I think a lot of people weren't super objective with this whatever the word is. Like, no one kind of just took it for their own view and what it was. I think everyone kind of bandwagoned.
Yeah.
And
I'd agree.
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
It does happen a lot.
Here's my thing.
I don't know.
And people would flame me for this, but there's Kendrick's summary and all of our thoughts there. But, I personally feel like the reason you get bandwagon stuff with film all the time is because there's always people that do have things they don't like and do hate things, but when they're the minority, they don't say it. And then when people start to talk about those things, they then start to talk about those things themselves. I think that the people that are hating on things, and I don't care what they say, it's fine. They can call me out, that's fine. But like a lot of the people that are hating on things in season 5, I feel like there's a big chunk of them that have been bugged by a lot of those things throughout the show.
Yeah.
And they've just never really cared or needed to say anything because that's been the show.
It's been a long time.
But now that you've got people shouting to the rooftops about it, especially movie reviewers and big people.
Uh-huh.
Then it's easy for those people who have had little nitpicks on those things in the past that didn't bug them to now be like, oh, everybody is hating on this now. And I've always felt a little iffy on it, or even like I felt iffy on it, but now I feel like it's really prevalent in this season. It's easy for them to come out and be like, I just feel like that's how bandwagoning works. You get people that like think they've never had those thoughts before, but truly they've had some of them throughout. Yeah. And then when people really start to hate on certain things that they feel, they're like, oh yeah, for sure. And then you get this huge uprising and it's like kind of annoying. But
the season had it. I mean, everyone made it that episode, the lowest rated episode of the show.
Which is just insane. Again, that episode is not the lowest episode of the show. It's not even top 10. That episode's a good episode. Yeah. There are plenty of episodes that have been fillers to the max that I could care less about I would watch last before that episode.
So that just shows like everyone was like, hey, let's go ahead and bandwagon on this episode.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to chill, I think.
Chill.
Really think about how you actually feel.
Chill.
But if you feel the way you feel and it's just your actual opinion yourself, and
no, it is cool
you
to
have things
opinion.
Back it up. Like
I'm, no, for sure.
Like that's okay.
It is cool to have your opinion on it.
Yeah,
I just hate when
I'm like, please watch it and come up with it for yourself. You know. And I think it's what we both did.
I just
lot.
Don't like when it seems popular to hate on something.
I know.
And that's how this it seemed.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And
it's
honestly,
just how it is.
A lot of criticisms I see, like I'm never fully like, oh wow, that's the most crazy comment to make. But I'm also like, you guys are
amount.
Yeah, the amount level. Of the passion you feel that is kind of crazy.
Yes.
But I'm like, with the actual nitpick you have, like, that's valid. But like, geez, it's not. Doesn't
because
ruin
again,
the season. Doesn't ruin the
nothing,
episode. Things
none
like that.
Of those nitpicks are drastically different than the rest of the show.
Yeah, 100%.
And I will stand by that. So there shouldn't be any drastic hate.
No.
I'd even be fine if people were just like, it just wasn't quite my favorite season, but I still liked it.
Yeah.
That's cool to me because I think that can be totally valid. But to sit there and be like, it's the most trash season in the world, there's
no.
a huge dip between quality.
Yeah. No.
This season is not drastically different from any other season of the show.
Yeah.
And that it just... It's never been a fantastically acted show. It's never That's been true. The best writing. It's never had the craziest story. It's just had cool twists, cool visuals, cool world really building, enjoyable. Cool vibes.
Good conversation.
Yeah.
Fun. It's
cool new world.
Fun culture with it. Yeah. I mean, obviously it's been a phenomenon, right? So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no. To me, like overall this season, like genuinely, like I just thought it was really good. I don't think it was the most top tier season, not my favorite season.
But I'm happy.
But also,
with it.
I think it did a lot really right, mostly right, and just has little nitpicks and issues in it, but barely. And so do the other seasons, really. So.
And so it's okay to say, like, I liked the season.
Yeah, I liked
and
it.
And I'm not mad
it
about
good.
It. I'm happy it exists.
Me too.
So to ask our question, we ask at the end of every episode we do when we fully review something, do we feel like this belongs in our movie multiverse, want to keep it around, or do we want to place it in a forgotten timeline to forget about? I will say it first, heavily want to remember it. I still think that this did and ended things in a way that I appreciate and really love. Did it have everything perfect? Nope. But I would happily revisit the concepts of this season and scenes of this season and moments of the season over and over again. I feel like it caps things off really well. Not perfect, but it is really good. So I definitely keep it around.
Yeah, I would keep it in my multiverse timeline. I think it belongs there. It needs to be remembered. I think this is just a pretty solid finale, a final season for a show. I think it capped off what it needed to. I'm glad the show didn't go on for too long like so many shows do. Yeah. I think they ended it at a good spot. And I think that, overall, this was a pretty good season. And so I think it's worth remembering, and I think there's really high good moments in it. And although it's not the most top tier, it does have its issues, but, so does almost every show. So I think it's really fun, and it did what I needed it to do. Even with my nitpicks and everything, I still had a lot of fun and enjoyed it. So
see, cause you gave it a 4 out of 5, right?
I gave it a 4 out of 5. Yeah.
And I'd give it a 4.5 out of 5. So here's the thing. I think it's funny because this last thing I'll say, when we give 4, 4.5 out of 5s to most things, we don't have to try and rationalize it as much as we did for the last 38 minutes. That's the crazy thing to me. It's a 4, 4.5 out of 5. We liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Really solid. Mm-hmm. Not top tier, but really solid, and we're happy with it. And I think it's hilarious that we have to go so into talking about it because of how much hate there is on it. And that's crazy to me. A 4, 4.5 out of 5 project is not something you should ever.
Yeah.
Like an 8 to 8.5 out of 10 is nothing you should ever have to really go that deep on. But people are making it so deep, and it's just kind of funny.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Anyways, go ahead and share your comments.
Share your thoughts, because everyone's
tell
got
us.
A lot of opinions on this.
I guess people would probably ask really quickly, ranking of seasons. For me, it would be season 4.
Yeah.
And then season 1. And then it would be season 5. I think season 5 sits there, and then I would have 3, then 2, right? Or 2, then 3. I'm sure which one's...
2's the worst.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure 3, then 2.
I would completely echo that ranking. That's my exact same ranking.
Edzie, that's crazy to say that the season's horrible if you have it right in the middle. And it's not even that. I wouldn't put it, miles below season 1. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't either. No, it was solid. But yeah, season 4, that was something else, dude.
Yeah, and that's great for me. I'm not going to complain. I think it's funny. People, again, it's expectations. People see something 5 out of 5 and they want 5 out of 5 again.
It's
hard to do 5 out of 5. That's why it's 5 out of 5.
I'm happy with 4 out of 5.
Yes, exactly.
Most of the show's been around that level anyway.
Exactly. It's nothing crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know in the comments. Next week, we will be talking about, is it Mercy? Which one is it?
Maybe. Isn't it there's nothing?
No, there's something. This week was the one that had nothing.
Oh, this is the week that had nothing. You're right. Let's find out.
We're pulling it up right now. Remember Mercy, the Chris Pratt IMAX one?
Oh yeah, I think that is this week. That's right.
There's something coming out. Greenland 2. I forgot about Greenland 2.
Is this thing on?
Oh, is this thing on? I'm excited for that. And Greenland 2. I forgot about Greenland 2.
Stranger? I don't know.
We'll have to watch Greenland
1. Greenland 2. That's right. Greenland 2.
I forgot about that.
That's right. The Gerard Butler one.
Yeah.
And is this thing on? That's for sure 100%.
Yeah. We'll see. Is this thing on for sure?
Maybe
we'll
do both.
Try and catch that.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll do both. All right. There you go. And I think Mercy's coming up in a couple weeks. And then you've also got, is it Bone Temple? Is that
February? I think so. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, a lot coming up. We've got a whole new year ahead of us. One of the most anticipated
2026.
One of the most anticipated years for movies we've had in ages. Stick with us. Subscribe. We appreciate it. Even if you don't agree with us on everything, that's the point.
That is the point.
So please subscribe. Thanks for your support, and we'll catch you next week on the Movieverse.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at cargurus.com. Go to cargurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. Cargurus.com.